Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the resurrection, we were talking about the fact that we are not to be occupied by Christ's coming, but we are to occupy until He comes. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Both the resurrection, which are those who died in Christ and their bodies are in the ground, and the translation, those alive at the rapture, are presented here in verses 53 and 54, that this corruptible puts on incorruption, and the mortal puts on immortality. Verse 52 said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The twinkling of an eye makes the blink of an eye look like slow motion. It is so fast that no tracking device of man can record, detect, or observe it. So instead of calling it travel, that we'll be caught up and calling that a traveling experience, it would be better stated that we will be there. You'll just be there in the twinkling of an eye. By the way, there is a reward promised for those who love His appearing. We're to look up. My friend, we need to be looking for the uppertaker instead of the undertaker. You see, my friend, if you love His appearing, you're going to be living a life that is holy, separate from this world, dedicated unto God. You're going to be faithful in God's house. You're going to be faithful in reading the Word. You're going to be faithful to witness. If not, you're going to be ashamed at His appearing. You're not going to really love His appearing, although you'll love the fact that you're caught up and you're given a glorified body. Now, we need to have our hearts set in the right direction. Today, there are many people trying to guess who is going to be the Antichrist. I can remember back in the 1970s, I used to hear the name Henry Kissinger. Well, we don't hear that anymore, do we? I can remember in the 1980s, a lady actually came up to me and just said, is it possible that our president is the Antichrist? And I asked her, why would she say that? She says, well, his name is Ronald Wilson Reagan. He's got six letters in each name, 666. Well, my friend, Ronald Reagan is now dead. And so that wasn't it. We're not told to look for the Antichrist. We're not told to be occupied with His coming. We're told to occupy till He comes. The Antichrist will not be revealed until after we are raptured. We are to pray, Thy kingdom come. But we're to be about the Father's business. In a moment is a Greek word, atomon. We get our English word, atom, A-T-O-M. It means something that is so tiny that it cannot be further subdivided. Now, at the last trump, there are eight trumpets that are going to sound, my friend. There are eight trumpets to follow this trump that he says at the last trump. But those are in the tribulation. This is the last trump of this age. Revelation 8 and 9, as well as chapter 11, verses 15 through 19, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 and 31, really go into this thing of the trumpets. Now, we won't go into that now because we're not looking at the tribulation. But this is the last trumpet with reference to this age of grace. I'm waiting for the trumpet of His voice. It is His appearing. Not so much our disappearing for which I'm looking. Jesus, my friend, is the joy of living. Praise God when our faith shall be sight. Won't that be great? We go on to verse 53. He said, here in 1 Corinthians 15, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The word must is emphatic. It reinforces verses 40 through 50 about the natural body and the resurrected body. This body can't go up as it is. Rather, it will be resurrected or translated. A new glorified body. When this takes place, then verse 54 says, the saying has come to pass for all believers. Death is swallowed up in victory. No more death, no more dying. There is a certain fear of physical death even now. We do fear first-time experiences. Oh, but the day is coming when death for us is like a declawed and a dead tooth and a dead lion. Okay? Verses 55 through 57 carry this thought in further. He says in verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Now, death that has taunted people for so many years, made them fearful, now it's time to taunt death. Your deathbed observes tears and sadness. They're all about you, and they represent your last memories of earth. But your resurrection day will observe joy. And so verse 56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Oh, yes, sin brought on death. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And then the law was given to prove that we're all sinners. In Romans 7, verse 7 through 13, we read this, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, in other words, all type of evil desires. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by that which is good, that sin, by the commandment, might become exceeding sinful. Now, you might say, well, Brother Andy, what does that mean? Well, simply this. A lot of people will say, well, boy, God came and did away with the commandments. No, the Word of God is preserved forever. It's preserved. Jesus didn't do away with it. He fulfilled it. You see, the law could never make anybody righteous. It was a judgment tool. There's a difference between the words sin and transgression. Sin took place when Adam sinned, but Adam also transgressed. And so because Adam transgressed, sin entered into the world. Now, until the law, men sinned, but they didn't transgress. You say, what do you mean by that? Transgression is knowingly breaking the law. That there's a standard, and you knowingly break it. So, we read here, I did not know sin. I was all right. But then, the law said, you shall not covet. Then I realized, there was lust in my heart. I desired things for myself. And so, the law is holy and good. The law can only be a judgment thing. It declares whether you're righteous or unrighteous. If you break the law in one point, you're guilty of all, the Bible tells us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so we're all guilty. Only Jesus Christ, who was Almighty God in the flesh, who existed in eternity past, because God is a spirit, he left those glories of heaven, come upon Mary, took on flesh, and he was born of the Virgin. Mary had other children after him because Jesus is called her firstborn. She even called Jesus God, my Savior, in Luke chapter 2. She offered a sin offering for herself also, we see. But my friend, what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that although she offered a sin offering, she was a blessed person. She got to bear the Messiah. But that Messiah was Almighty God. You see, he was not of a human father. The seed was placed in Mary. And that wasn't a sexual thing. Don't say that God had sex with Mary. That is a terrible thought. No, he came upon her and placed the seed within her. And that holy thing was the Son of God. And my friend, what we're being told here then is that as the law declares us unrighteous, it declares Jesus Christ righteous. Only he fulfilled the law. Only he could be a proper sacrifice for our sins. And that's why the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Someone says, Brother Andy, isn't that narrow-minded to say there's only one way to heaven instead of many roads? Yes, it is, but Jesus said that's the only way. Yet, as narrow as that way is, he said, him that come to me, I'll on no wise cast out. So, although the way is narrow, it's only one way. It's the only way to heaven. Anyone can come that way. It's the broad way. Those that said there are many ways, no, that broad way leadeth unto destruction. Now, verse 57 here, back in our text, 1 Corinthians 15:57, he says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the sting of death was sin, and the strength of sin is the law. It declared us sinners. But thanks be to God, because there's victory through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. And isn't he a wonderful, wonderful God? It's showing us that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Death and all its apparent victories are undone for God's children. People today will have liposuction, facelifts, health foods, and they try to cover up the aging process. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.